弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才我们唱的诗歌《你若不压橄榄成渣》是一首非常美丽、非常深的一首诗歌。
The hymn that we just sang, "Olives that have known no pressure," is a very beautiful hymn.
我想大家可能还记得刚才艾利亚弟兄跟我们讲说，唱诗歌的时候要注意两件事情。
I believe that you remember our brother Elliot said that while we were singing this hymn, we are to remember two things.
第一件就是思想那个诗歌里面用一些例子的一些预表。
The first thing is the illustrations that the hymn uses.
所以我们的弟兄在这首诗歌里面用了，就是第一节里面就用了三个比喻。
In the very first stanza, our brother had already used three illustrations.
你若不压橄榄成渣，它就不能成油。
Olives that have known no pressure never can oil bestow.
你若不投葡萄入榨，它就不能变成酒。
If the grapes escape the wine press, cheering wine can never flow.
你若不炼拿达成膏，它就不留芬芳。
Spikenard, only through the crushing, its fragrance can diffuse.
那我们弟兄还提醒我们要看看就是主做这些事情后面的目的是什么。
So our brother wants to remind us, what is God's motive in doing all of this?
当这个诗人在问说，主，我这人是否也要受你许可的创伤？
And so when the hymn writer says, shall I then shrink from the suffering that thy love would so induce?
是的，有时候我们会遭遇到许多的创伤。
Yes, it is true. Oftentimes we do encounter sufferings.
也许今天在座的弟兄姐妹、朋友当中，也许正在经过这样子的一个创伤的过程。
Perhaps among us, some brothers and sisters or friends, you are going through such sufferings.
但是这首诗歌告诉我们，每次的打击都是真利益。如果你收取的东西，你以自己来代替。
However, this hymn reminds us that each blow I suffer is true gain to me. In the place of what thou takest, thou dost give thyself to me.
愿主早晨对我们的心说话。
And so this morning may the Lord speak to our hearts.
好叫我们能够来认识主在我们每个人身上工作他最终的目的。
So that we can come to understand God's purpose in doing his work in us.
前几个月前跟弟兄姐妹一起交通到与主耶稣基督一同得份。
A few months ago, I shared with brothers and sisters what it is to fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
神是信实的，我们乃是被他所召，好叫我们可以与神的儿子主耶稣基督一同得份。
For God is faithful, and through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son Jesus Christ, our Lord.
然后我们交通到与主耶稣基督一同坐席。
And next we shared about dining with our Lord Jesus Christ.
主说，看啊，我在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
And he tells us, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me.
上次我们交通到与主耶稣基督一同负轭。
And last time we shared about being yoked with our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
And the Lord Jesus tells us that we are to come to him, all who are weary and heavy laden.
主说，我的心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们的心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
For I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
今天愿意跟弟兄姐妹一起交通到与主耶稣基督一同受苦。
And so today I want to share with brothers and sisters partaking in the sufferings of Christ.
我们要一起读几处的圣经。
Shall we read several passages of scripture together?
第一处在诗篇119篇71节。
The first is in Psalm chapter 119 verse 71.
诗篇119篇71节。
Psalm 119 verse 71.
好，找着了，我们一起用自己熟悉的语言来读。
Once you have found it, please read it together in the language that you are most comfortable in.
我受苦是与我有益的，为要使我学习你的律例。好，下一处在腓立比书第一章二十九节到第一章二十九节。
The very next passage is Philippians chapter 1, verse 29.
腓立比书一章二十九节。
Philippians 1:29.
好，早早我们一起来读。
Together.
因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。腓立比书三章十节到十一节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 and 11.
来。
Together.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。然后，请大家翻到。彼得前书四章。
And next, shall we turn to 1 Peter chapter 4?
彼得前书四章，我们要读彼得前书第四章十二节到第十六节。
1 Peter chapter 4, we will read verses 12 through 16.
好，来。
Together.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎只遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候可以得欢喜快乐。你们若为基督的名受辱，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。若为做基督徒受苦，不要羞耻，倒要为这名归荣耀给神。最后，我们读彼得前书五章十节。
And lastly, we'll read 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10.
那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。好，我们一起再有点祷告。
Shall we pray together?
我们把早晨的时间仰望在恩主的手中。
Lord, we place the following time into your gracious hand.
求你对我们的心说话。
Please speak to our heart.
主啊，我们感谢你，你召我们，让我们来相信你。
We thank you for you have called us to believe in you.
我们不仅得着这宝贵的福音。
Not only have we received this precious salvation and gospel.
我们不仅得着你所赐给我们，哦主这样一个，哦主荣耀的一个生命。
And not only have we gained this glorious life.
主啊，你也要叫我们。来跟随你的脚踪。
But Lord, you have called us to follow you in your footsteps.
主，你叫我们，哦主啊，可以来与基督一同受苦。
And you have called us to suffer together with Christ.
主，我们知道这不是一件容易的功课。
Lord, we know that this is not an easy lesson.
主，也许我们的头脑知道，但是我们的心，我们常常没有准备。
Oftentimes we know it in our heads, but our hearts are not prepared.
主，求你，哦，早晨真是，哦，主，用你的灵来感动我们。
So Lord, we pray this morning, may you move and convict us with your spirit.
叫我们能够来与你，来同心。
So that we would be of one mind with you.
主，你如何，我们也如何。
How you were, we are as well.
主，我们愿你的，荣耀的心意，主，真是成就在我们每个人的里面。
And we desire that your glorious purpose be accomplished in all of us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我想我们大家都知道，苦难是人生的一部分。
We all know that suffering is part of life.
我们每个人不管或早或晚或多或少，一定都会经历到一些苦难。
Whether now or later, in small forms or in great forms, we will all encounter suffering.
主耶稣也告诉我们说。你们在世上有苦难，但是在我里面有平安。
But the Lord Jesus has told us that we will have suffering in this world or tribulation, but take courage.
在圣经里面有一本书就专门讲到苦难，就是约伯记。
And we know that there is a book in the Bible that talks specifically about suffering. That is the book of Job.
约伯说，人生在世必遭患难，如同火星飞腾。
And Job tells us that for a man is born for trouble as sparks fly upward.
好像这个火星飞来飞去，什么时候就会烧到你。
And it's as these sparks, wherever it flies, it can burn you.
我们好像每个人多少都会经过这样的事。
And no matter who we are, we will all encounter these things.
信主的人遭遇到苦难，不信主的人遭遇到苦难。
Whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian, you will encounter suffering.
有时候我们会有疾病，甚至死亡；有时候我们会有意外，像车祸。
Sometimes we may have diseases that end in death or tragic accidents like car accidents.
有时候经济上有困难，甚至吃不饱，穿不暖。
And we may have financial hardship to the point where you don't have enough food and you can't dress warmly.
那家庭里面有时候也会有一些难处。
And sometimes you have difficulties in your family.
工作上也会有难处。
As well as problems at work.
那人际关系常常有时候会有许多的紧张，有许多的误会，有许多的争竞。
And oftentimes we have many conflicts and misunderstandings between relationships.
那怎么样呢？我们怎么样面对这些苦难呢？
So how do we face all these sufferings?
到底苦难的原因是什么呢？
What is the purpose of this suffering?
我想这个我们是一个很大的题目哈，我想我们没有办法完全的能够明白，我们也没有办法完全交通的清楚。
And we know this is a very large topic. It's difficult for us to share on it completely and to be, to understand it all.
那不过我们简单来思想呢，我们就知道说，其实苦难最初的一个源头就是从罪来的。
However, if we were to talk about it simply, we know that from the very beginning, suffering came from sin.
我们知道说人犯罪以后呢，神就对亚当说，他说你既听从了你妻子的话，吃了你我吩咐你不可吃的树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的。
We know that after man sinned, God said to Adam, Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, You shall not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you.
所以地呢要长出荆棘和蒺藜来，那亚当呢他要吃田里的菜蔬，要汗流满面才得糊口，直到他归了土。
And so both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread till you return to the ground.
我们知道神造人的时候，他非常的爱亚当夏娃，把他们安置在伊甸园里面。
We know that when God created Adam and Eve, He greatly loved them and placed them in the Garden of Eden.
亚当夏娃呢，他们只要神叫他们修理看守就好了哈。
And all Adam and Eve had to do was to take care of the garden.
并不是要叫他去锄地，要叫他去。拔荆棘 要去砍这些野草。
It wasn't that he had to till the ground and pull the weeds.
那是等到他犯罪以后。
But it was after he had sinned.
所以地就受了咒诅。
And so the ground was cursed.
所以亚当呢就要终身劳苦才能够得吃的。
And so that is why Adam had to toil in order to eat.
要汗流满面才得糊口。
And so by the sweat of his face he will eat his bread.
所以人犯罪以后呢，就有一个犯罪的一个结果。
And so we know that after man had sinned, there was a consequence.
经常说，私欲就怀了胎，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪既成长，就生出死来。
The Bible tells us that when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death.
那每一件事情有它的结果。
In every single matter, there is a consequence.
所以亚当因为犯罪。他就得了犯罪的结果，就是他必须要能够劳苦。
And so because Adam sinned, the result of that sin was that he must toil.
对啊，最近天气很冷，对不对？
In these days, it's been very cold.
那如果我们不穿衣服的话呢，可能就要受冻。
And so if you do not dress up, then you will freeze.
那可能就要生病了。
And perhaps become ill.
那这是一个事情，如果我们没有照着这个自然的规律，它就有一个结果。
If you do not follow natural law, you have a natural consequence.
圣经说，人若怀里地火，衣服岂能不烧着呢？人若在火炭上行走，脚岂能不烫着呢？
And so the Bible also tells us, can man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned, or can man walk on hot coals and his feet not be scorched?
有一首诗歌，就是我们很喜欢的一首诗歌哈，说到说多少平安屡屡丧失。多少痛苦白白受。
There is a hymn that we're all very familiar with. It says, Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear.
所以犯罪有犯罪的一个结果。
And so there is a result of sin.
那这就是一个受苦的原因。
And this is one of the reasons for suffering.
那有时候呢，是自己犯罪，自己受苦，对不对？
Oftentimes you may sin and then you will bear the consequence of the sin.
那有时候是别人犯罪，那我们也受苦。
But sometimes other people sin and we also suffer.
有时候是被逼迫，或者是被冤枉，被误会了。
Sometimes you are persecuted or you are misunderstood.
有时候开车撞到人，有时候被别人撞，对不对？
Sometimes you may hit others with your car, or others will hit you.
所以呢，这个每一件事情呢，如果说是做的不对，它一定有它的一个结果。
So in every single matter, if something is wrong, there will be a consequence.
在这个当中呢，怎么办呢？
So in the midst of this, what do you do?
约伯呢，圣经上讲到说，他是一个敬畏神啊。远离恶事的人。
We know that the Bible tells us that Job was a righteous man, one who was far from evil.
所以呢，他每天呢，他就清早起来，然后呢，按着他儿女们的数目呢，来献燔祭。
And so every morning early when he got up, according to the number of his children, he would offer sacrifices for them.
我想我们做父母的也常常为儿女祷告，对不对？
As parents, oftentimes we pray for our parents, our children.
为他们来献祭。
And we would offer sacrifices for them. It's a very good thing.
我们有时候常常也会在 不容易偶然会为 过犯所胜。
And or sometimes we are ourselves are overcome by sin.
我们需要常常的来献祭。
So we need to often come and offer sacrifices to the Lord.
但是有时候呢，灾祸好像无缘无故的会来到。
However, sometimes it seems like tragedy just comes with no reason.
这是仇敌的攻击。
This is the attack of the enemy.
因为仇敌他不愿意来我们能够来跟随神。
Because the enemy does not want us to follow the Lord.
所以呢，他就常常借着各样事情来攻击。
And so through many different things, he will attack us.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
因为主在这每一件事情上，他可以来把这个本来不好的事情变成好的事情。
Because in every single matter, what the Lord can do is turn something bad into something good.
苦难呢，看起来是负面的。
Suffering seems so negative.
但是神却可以在这个负面当中来让我们有得着。
However, God is able for us to gain something through that suffering.
没有一个人愿意来拣选苦难，但是神却可以借着苦难来做工。
No one willingly chooses to suffer, but God can use suffering for us, for Him to do His work in us.
耶利米书告诉我们说，主不永远丢弃人，主虽使人忧愁，还要照着他诸般的慈爱发怜悯。因为他不甘心使人受苦，使人忧愁。
In Lamentations, it tells us that the Lord will not reject forever. For if he causes grief, then he will have compassion according to his abundant loving kindness. For he does not afflict willingly or grieve the sons of men.
他不甘心使我们单单受苦，不甘心我们单单忧愁。
He does not want to afflict us willingly or cause us grief.
我们刚才读的圣经告诉我们，受苦是与我们有益的。
And the Bible passages we just read tells us that suffering for us is beneficial.
因为我们可以借着受苦来认识神。
Because through suffering we come to know God.
神呢，有时候用艰难给我们当饼，用困苦给我们当水。
Sometimes He will give us the bread of privation and water of oppression.
但是呢，借着这个，让我们可以来知道神的道路。
But through that we come to know His way.
所以不管向左或向右呢，我们要听见有声音对我们说，这是正路，要行在其间。
So whether you turn to the right or to the left, you will hear a word behind you that says, "This is the way, walk in it."
上次我们有交通到人在幼年负轭是好的。
And last time we talked about how a man in your youth, it is good to bear a yoke.
那特别年轻人呢，如果在六年的时候能够来经历一些责任、一些担子是好的。
And so if you are young and you bear some responsibility and burden, it is a good thing.
那今天我们还要跟弟兄姐妹讲说，你另外呢，年轻的时候呢，如果说你吃了这个叫艰难饼，叫喝了困苦水，也是好的。
And today we want to share about how if you are young and you drink the you have the bread of privation and water of oppression, that is also a good thing.
因为在成长的过程里面呢，虽然有这些患难，可是却可以教我们能够谦卑。
Because as you grow, sufferings cause us to be humble.
那我们知道，在年轻人当中呢，有些人是从小就被父母捧在手心哈，在父母的呵护下长大的。
We know that there are some young people, they are cared for greatly by their parents, so that their parents hold them tightly in their hands.
什么事情都不用担心。
They don't need to worry about a thing.
那什么事情父母都替他们做了。
And the parents will do everything for them.
我知道，甚至有人要申请大学，也都是父母替他们做的。
I know some people, even their parents will do their college applications for them.
那这个人我们叫他叫做草莓族。
And these people, there's a term in Chinese, we call them the strawberry generation.
为什么像草莓族呢？
Why do we call them the strawberry generation?
因为草莓不能压的哈。
Because you can't crush strawberries.
你稍微一压就坏了。
Because if you apply any pressure, they will go bad.
经不起任何的挫折，任何的压力。
They can't stand any criticism or pressure.
那我有个同事呢，他那时候有个小孩，差不多五岁大。
I have a coworker at that time. They had a child who was about 5 years old.
那这孩子呢，不喜欢吃东西，也不喜欢喝奶。
And the child did not like to eat and drink.
所以父母就要追着后面在喂哈。
So the parents would often chase the child to eat him.
然后呢，那没办法，那有一天妈妈就对这个儿子说呢。他说啊，你这么多好吃东西不吃啊，这非洲有很多孩子没东西吃啊。
And so, it got to such a point where the mother would say to the child, you know, in Africa, there's many children who don't have all this good food to eat and drink.
他们没有牛奶可以喝啊。
They don't have milk to drink.
那这小孩呢，非常的困惑。
And so the child was very confused.
他说，难道他们那里没有 Kroger 吗？
And the child says, don't they have Kroger there?
难道他们没有这个超级市场里面都是牛奶吗？
Don't they have a supermarket where it's full of milk?
为什么他们会没有东西吃，没有牛奶可以喝呢？
How could they have no food and no milk?
常常这是我们的情形哈。
Oftentimes that's our condition.
在童年的时候呢，我想我们在座年纪比较长的呢，可能会有一些受苦的经历。
Perhaps for those who are older among us, you may have childhood memories.
我最近读到一个报道，他就是讲到一个人他成长的一个经过。
I read a report recently of a person who was reminiscing of their childhood.
我想问大家一个问题。
And so I want to ask everyone a question.
你童年的记忆里面呢，最深刻的记忆是什么？
What is your deepest childhood memory?
童年的时候，你觉得你回想起来最深刻的记忆是什么？
As a child, what was your deepest memory or deepest impression?
那这个人呢，他说他最深刻的记忆呢是挨饿。
And so this person in the article said that their deepest memory was being hungry.
我不晓得有没有人有挨饿的经历啊。
I don't know if any of you have had an experience of going through hunger.
我想如果在座稍微年长一点呢，我想可能都有挨饿的经历。
Perhaps if you are among us and you're older, you may have had that experience of starving or being hungry.
我82年来美国读书的时候呢，我的同学有位是国内来的。
When I came to study in the States in 1982, I had a classmate who also came from mainland.
他后来告诉我说，他那时候一个月的菜钱是25块钱。
He told me that at that time, his grocery bill for one entire month was $25.
25块。
$25。
一天一块钱都不到。
That's not even a dollar per day.
也许那是25年前哈，这个25块还比较。可以买一点多一点的东西。
Perhaps 25 years ago, with $1, you could buy a little bit more.
但是他就到市场买最便宜最便宜的东西。
But when he went to the store, he would buy the cheapest things.
所以呢，一个月他就只要花25块。
And so each month he could only spend $25.
今天呢，我们可能很多人呢，吃一餐都不止25块。
There perhaps many of us for one meal it would not be wouldn't be just $25.
所以呢，这个受苦哈，有时候是让我们可以来思想许多的事。
And so suffering, hardships, it causes us to think about many things.
如果你尝过挨饿的滋味的话，那你就知道，这些所有我们所有的东西都不是好像我们该得的。
If you have tasted or gone through the sensation of hunger, then you will come to realize that there's a lot of things that we take for granted.
如果说你遭遇到一些痛苦，你就知道说，比如说你有生病，你就知道健康不是好像你该得的。
If you encounter some suffering such as disease or illness, then you realize that health is something perhaps that we're not worthy of.
在圣经上，记得许多人他们也受过很多的苦。
We know that there are many characters in the Bible, they also suffered much.
像约瑟，像摩西，像大卫，像保罗。
Like Joseph, like Moses, David, and Paul.
神为什么叫他们经过这些苦难呢？
Why did the Lord allow them to go through suffering?
难道神真的不爱他们吗？
Was it that God really didn't love them?
正好相反。
It's exact opposite.
神借着苦难来制作这些人。
God was working in them through sufferings.
神借着苦难来成全他的儿女。
God was establishing his children through sufferings.
当以色列人在困苦中呼求耶和华的时候
So every time the Israelites cried out to the Lord in their difficulties
神就差遣先知或者是像、那时候在埃及地的时候差遣摩西在士师时候呢就差遣士师去拯救他们
God would send prophets or during the time of of the Israelites he sent Moses and then he also sent judges during the time of judges
那他们当在困难中的时候呢他们的心就来归向神
And so in the time of difficulties they turned their hearts toward God
但是当他们被拯救以后呢那圣经上说耶稣伦呢就渐渐肥胖粗壮光润踢跳奔跑便离弃造他的神轻看救他的磐石
However, we know that every time they experienced God's salvation Jeshurun grew fat and kicked You were grown fat, thick and sleek And then he forsook God who made him And scorned the rock of his salvation
他们就转离开神他们去敬拜别的神然后他们来得罪神
They made him jealous with strange gods With abominations They provoked him to anger
所以这是以色列人历史里面一再一而再再而三重复的事情
This was a constant cycle in the Israelites' history
所以他们就没有办法脱离他们的苦难
And so they were unable to leave behind their sufferings
但是我们感谢主神他的心意不是叫我们一直在苦难的当中。
But we thank the Lord, His desire for us is not for us to constantly remain in suffering.
这是一个训练的一个过程。
This is a training process.
所以我想我们大家知道说，如果这个读书你上课的时候呢，那老师跟你讲，也不用做功课，也不用考试，每个人只要能够选上这门课呢。都给你们 A.
Let's say that you're a student and you're studying and you take a class and the teacher tells us you don't have to do homework, you don't have to take exams. Everyone will get an A for just simply taking this class.
你选不选这门课呢?
Will you choose that class?
选不选?
Will you choose that class?
很多人还是选啊。
There are those of us who will.
但如果一门课呢,老师跟你讲这门课很难。
But if perhaps the teacher tells you that this class is going to be very hard,
有很多的作业要做考试也非常的难
You will have much homework and the exams will be very hard
但是你可以学到很多的东西
But you will learn much
你选不选啊
Will you choose that class?
如果选修的可能就不选了
Perhaps if you had the choice you wouldn't take that class
但是感谢主主知道什么是对我们最好的
But we thank our Lord because he knows what is best for us
当我们来信主以后进入基督的学校呢他就照着他美好的心意来制作我们。
After we believe in the Lord, we have now all entered into the classroom of Christ, and He knows what is best for us.
所以苦难是一个训练的一个过程。
And so suffering is a training process.
就像奥林匹克要比赛的时候呢，一定要训练才能去比赛，对不对
？Just like if you were to enter into the Olympic Games, you must go through training in order to compete.
如果说你没有训练你就跑去比赛每个人都拿金牌这金牌就没有什么意义
Let's say that if you go through no training and you go and you compete and everyone gets a gold medal then that medal has no meaning
英文有一句话哈就讲到说 No pain, no gain
There's a phrase, no pain, no gain
不经过痛苦就不能够得着
Without any pain, you cannot have any gain
所以如果大家曾经有过挨饿的经验的这个很好
And so if you have had the experience of hunger or starvation, that is good.
如果你有打过餐馆的经验，这非常好。
If you had the experience of working in a restaurant, that is good.
如果你生病过，这非常好。
If you've been ill before, that is good.
因为圣经上讲说，受苦是与我们有益的。
Because the Bible tells us that it is beneficial or good for us to suffer.
圣经上讲说，他说，他试验神知道我们所行的道路他试验我之后我必如金晶
And the Bible tells us he knows the way I take When he has tried me I shall come forth as gold
摩西告诉我们说人一生的年日是70岁若是强壮可以到80岁但是其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成空我们便如飞而去
And Moses, he tells us that for the days of our life they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone, and we fly away.
摩西说，求主使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世可以欢呼喜乐。
And so Moses continues to tell us, satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
求你照着 使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad according to the days you have afflicted us and the years we have seen evil.
当受苦来与神的旨意相连的时候，这一切事情就有意义。
However, we do know that when suffering is connected with the purpose of God, then everything is meaningful.
神要照着使我们受苦的日子和遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐。
And God will make us glad according to the days you have afflicted us.
那这样苦难好不好呢？
Now is suffering good?
如果说是从神来的
If it is from God,
这是非常好的
then it is very good.
如果是神许可的
If God allowed it,
他所收取的东西他以自己来代替
Everything that he has taken away, he will replace it with himself.
好，这是第一方面我们来认识苦难
So this is the first aspect of knowing suffering.
第二方面我们要来看基督的苦难
Secondly, let's take a look at the sufferings of Christ.
在以赛亚书呢是他就特别讲到弥赛亚的预言
We know that in Isaiah he particularly prophesied of the Messiah
特别讲到要来的弥赛亚是一位受苦的弥赛亚
Especially that this coming Messiah was one who is going to be a suffering Messiah
他被藐视被厌弃多受痛苦常经忧患
He was despised and forsaken of men a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief
他来担当我们的忧患背负我们的痛苦
He, our griefs he himself bore and our sorrows he carried.
他为我们的过犯受害为我们的罪孽压伤
And he has been chastened and he was oppressed and afflicted for us.
我们都像羊走迷偏行己路但是呢神却使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上
And like a lamb he was led to slaughter like a sheep that is silent before his shearers so he did not open his mouth.
Yeah. 他被欺压也不开口他在羊在剪毛人的手下也是无声
He was silent before his shearers
神定义将他压伤使他受痛苦
And the Lord was pleased to crush him putting him to grief
耶和华以他为赎罪祭
And he was going to be himself the guilt offering for us
所以这位弥赛亚我们的主耶稣是一位受苦的弥赛亚
And so we know that Jesus our Messiah he was a suffering Messiah
最后当这个救恩成就以后呢他要看见自己劳苦的功效便心满意足
And we know that at the end as a result of the anguish of his soul he will see it and be satisfied
所以这位要来的弥赛亚那时候以赛亚预言这位要来做王的弥赛亚却是一位受苦的弥赛亚
And so at that time the coming Messiah we know it was prophesied that he would be a suffering Messiah
这是以色列人为什么不能够接纳主的一个原因
This is one of the reasons why the Israelites could not accept our Lord
以色列人他们那时候期待的是一位要来拯救他们要来做王一个极荣耀然后呢要打败所有的敌人的一位弥赛亚
What the Israelites hoped for was a Messiah who would come in great glory and he was going to overthrow all of their enemies and be their king
是一位不用受苦的弥赛亚
They wanted a Messiah who did not suffer
是一位弥赛亚呢能够照着他们的意思呢拯救他们脱离罗马人手里的弥赛亚
A Messiah according to their idea would allow them to be released from the affliction or the oppression of the Romans
但是所以他们期待一位弥赛亚呢是骑着一个高头大马来做王的弥赛亚
And so what they hoped for was a Messiah who would come riding in a great stallion
但是我们知道主耶稣进耶路撒冷的时候圣经上讲说他是谦谦和和的骑着驴驹子
But we know that our Lord Jesus when he came into Jerusalem he came humbly upon a donkey
他来乃是成为一位受苦的弥赛亚
He came as a suffering Messiah
所以什么是基督的苦难呢
So what is Christ's suffering?
基督的苦难简单来讲就是十字架
Simply put, Christ's suffering is the cross
我们感谢主他为着我们的罪孽把自己完全的让在父神的手里面
We thank the Lord for our sake and for our sin He completely placed himself into the hand of the Father
他轻看了羞辱忍受了十字架的苦难
He despised the shame and he endured the cross
然后他到城门外去受苦
And he went outside the gate to suffer
他虽然是儿子但是却因着苦难学了顺从
Even though he was a son through suffering he learned obedience
我们知道主在克西马尼园的祷告就是说 我就是他愿意这个杯如果说是父可以的话，那把杯这杯撤去。
We know that he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane if the Father was willing to take that cup away from him.
但是不要照着我的意思，只要照着你的意思。
But not according to his will, but according to God's will.
主说，我父所赐给我的杯，岂能不喝呢？
The Lord said, the cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?
我岂能不喝呢？
Shall I not drink it?
所以我们感谢主，他虽然这杯是一个苦杯
，So we thank the Lord, even though it was a bitter cup.
但是他却靠着神的恩典为人人尝了死味。
But through the grace of God, he tasted death for all men.
我们感谢主啊，主耶稣他，为我们上十字架，我们知道说这是他爱我们。
We thank the Lord. We know that he went upon the cross because of his love for us.
是他爱的一个最终的一个表现。
It is the greatest symbol of his love.
可是主耶稣他却一生去来走这条十字架的道路。
But we know that all the days of his life, he was walking the way of the cross.
主耶稣苦难不只是在十字架上那一刹那才有苦难。
That suffering wasn't just at that moment when he was hung upon the cross.
主耶稣来钉十字架，当然在那个时候他为我们钉十字架。
Of course, when he was nailed upon that cross, at that moment he was nailed there.
但是他一生乃是来走一条十字架的道路。
But all the days of his life, he was walking the way of the cross.
他一生来顺服父的旨意。
And all the days of his life, he was obedient to the will of the Father.
所以大家记得主耶稣十二岁的时候，他在圣殿里面他说什么呢
？You remember when he was 12 years old and he was in the temple? What did he say?
他说：“岂不知我当以父的事为念吗
？”Shall I not be?About my father's matters.
他不是来为着自己的事来到地上。
He didn't come to this earth for his own sake.
他乃是为父的事为念来到地上。
But he came for the father's business.
甚至主耶稣，后来出来公开服事的时候，他被圣灵催逼到旷野。
And we know that when our Lord Jesus, when he entered into public ministry, he was taken in the spirit to the wilderness.
让魔鬼来试探他。
In order for the enemy, for Satan, to tempt him.
试探的第一个就是主耶稣禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。
And we know that the very first test was that after 40 days and nights, he was hungry.
这个饿很好。
So again, hunger is good.
你可以知道什么是重要的，什么是不重要的。
You will know what is important, what is not important.
当魔鬼建议他说，你可以吩咐这些食物来变，石头变成食物。
And so when Satan said to him, you can now command these stones to turn into bread.
耶稣回答说：“人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”
We know that the Lord responded and said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以他主耶稣他没有来在地上行走，他没有来满足他自己的需要。
So we know that Jesus all the days of his life it was not to satisfy his own needs.
他来顺服神。
He was there to obey God.
来。靠着神口里所出的一切话
and to live according by to every single word that comes from the mouth of God.
我们知道，当主耶稣在地上医病、赶鬼、传道，当众人都来拥挤耶稣啊，强逼他做王的时候
，when the crowds came pressing upon him because he was healing the sick and he was feeding the thousands of people，
让众人来强迫他做王
，and people wanted to make him king。
主耶稣他就退到旷野去祷告。
We know that the Lord Jesus retreated into the wilderness to pray.
主说：“我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。”
The Lord says, "My Father is working to this day, and still I am as well."
主说：“只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才做。”
He says that I do not do anything according to myself, but only what I see the Father doing.
这个就是一条十字架的道路。
This is the way of the cross.
不要照我的意思，乃是要照你的意思。
Not according to my will, but thy will.
那我们感谢主，他在地上为我们成就了这个榜样。
So we thank the Lord that he set this example for us.
所以基督的苦难就是一个十字架的道路。
And so we know the sufferings of Christ is the way of the cross.
另外还有一个对照。
In contrast.
在圣经里面呢，讲到有一种人叫摩押人。
We know that in the Bible there's a group of people called the Moabites.
摩押人呢就代表肉体。
The Moabites they represent the flesh.
那圣经怎么讲他们呢
？So how does the Bible describe them?
在耶利米书48:11讲到摩押自幼以来常享安逸，如酒在 扎宰上澄清，没有从这个器皿倒在那个器皿里，也未曾被掳去，因此它的原味尚存，香气未变。
In Jeremiah 48:11, the Bible tells us that Moab has been at ease since his youth. He has also been undisturbed, like wine on its dregs, and he has not been emptied from vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into exile. Therefore, he retains his flavor, and his aroma has not changed.
摩押呢，他从小就是想安逸的。
Moab, from his youth, was always at ease.
他没有受过苦，也没有被倒过。
He has never suffered and never been poured out.
所以呢，他圣经上讲说他原味尚存，香气未变。
And so that is why the Bible says he retains his flavor, his aroma has not changed.
摩押就是代表肉体。
And so Moab represents the flesh.
当肉体没有被制作，没有被倒过，没有被被掳去哈，没有被破碎过的时候呢，它就是它原来这个样子。
When the flesh has not been poured out, broken, or when it has not gone into exile, and it then basically it retains its same flavor.
但是感谢主，主他走的道路却是一条十字架的道路。
But we thank the Lord that the way that he walked upon was one that was upon the cross.
圣经上讲到主就说，他说，你的名如同倒出来的香膏。
And so that is why the Bible says that his name is like purified oil that has been poured out.
如同倒出来的香膏。
It's like ointment poured forth.
这个香膏怎么样子能够有这个充满这样的香气呢？
How can an ointment be that fragrant?
第一个，香料呢，要被捣碎。
First of all, all of the spices must be crushed.
第二个，玉瓶呢，要被打碎。
Secondly, the vessel must be broken.
这样香膏这个才能够，它的香气才能够充满在这个屋子的里面。
Only in that way can ointment fill the room with its fragrance.
这是一个何等大的一个对比。
This is a great contrast.
你愿意成为摩押，他从来没有倒过吗？没有被倒过，没有被掳去过吗
？Do you want to be like Moab that's never been poured out and never gone into exile？
只过一个安逸的生活，我怎么样，我就是怎么样。
And live a life of ease, however way you are, that's the way you want to stay。
还是我们羡慕有主的生命，如同倒出来的香膏
？Or do you admire after the life of the Lord to be like ointment that's been poured forth？
我们感谢主哈，主真是为我们成为一个美好的榜样。
So we really thank the Lord that He has been such a wonderful example for us.
他乃是被神完全的来破碎，被完全来制作。
He was completely broken and worked on by God.
他甘心为我们走了十字架的道路。
And He willingly walked the way of the cross for us.
所以圣经上讲说，因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
And so that is why it says that that is why it is expedient and good, reasonable for us to go through suffering.
所以主的道路就是从苦难达到完全，从羞辱达到荣耀的道路。
And so we know that the path of our Lord is to go to gain perfection through suffering, to gain glory through being humiliated.
这就是基督的苦难。
This is the suffering of Christ.
那第三方面，我们要来思想，我们怎么样与基督一同受苦。
So now, thirdly, let's think about how we are to partake in the sufferings of Christ.
好，我们第一方面讲到什么是苦难。
So first, we talked about what is suffering.
第二方面，我们来看已经交通到基督的苦难。
And then we talked about what is the suffering of Christ.
接下来我们要看主要我们怎么样子来与基督一同受苦。
And now, thirdly, we're going to talk about how to partake in the suffering of Christ.
腓立比书一章二十九节，我们刚才读的圣经讲到说，因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
We just read in Philippians chapter 1, for to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
有人这样讲哈，我觉得很好。他说主他来呼召我们的时候呢，他是乃是伸出他的双手来呼召我们。
I really like this explanation. Someone says that when the Lord calls us, He extends out both of His hands to embrace us, to call us.
当他呼召我们的时候呢，他没有掩饰他手上的钉痕。
However, when He calls us, His eyes, He's not focused upon the nail marks.
他没有掩饰，他没有藏起来，把他。
He has not hidden the nail marks on His hands.
他没有掩盖他肋旁的枪伤。
And He did not hide, withhold from us, the scars on His side.
主乃是 这样来呼召我们，说你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为来基督来受苦。
And so that is why he says that we are not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
这个有时候我们不太懂哈。
Sometimes we don't really understand this.
我想今天如果传福音的时候，也没有人用这节圣经。
And I do believe that when we preach the gospel, we're not using this passage.
所以呢，大家常常有个错误的观念，就觉得说，哦，福音就是白白领受，然后呢就白白得着，一切神都给了，那你不用做任何的事。
And so we have this misunderstanding that freely we have received of all this grace, and freely we have received of everything, and so we don't need to do anything.
这是福音的一面，没错。
This is one aspect of the gospel. It's true.
但是主耶稣如果说是这样的福音呢，还不是一个。最好的福音。
However, the Lord tells us that if this is it for the gospel, then it's not the best gospel.
还有另外一半。
There's another half.
那一半就是神要把我们的卑贱改变成荣耀的。
God, the other half is that God wants to change that which is base in us into something that's glorious.
要把从属地的变成属天的。
To change that which is earthly into heavenly.
把软弱的变成刚强的。
From that which is weak into that which is strong.
把一个这种很羞愧像人这种软弱的生命变成像神一样荣耀刚强的生命。
He wants to change us from our shameful human life into a glorious life that is like his.
所以记得吗？刚才我们不是说基督的苦难，主耶稣说我父所赐给我的杯我岂能不喝吗？
So do you remember the Lord Jesus? He said that the cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?
但主耶稣也说我所喝的杯，他对门徒说我所喝的杯你们必要喝。
He did say to his disciples, my cup you shall drink.
所以感谢主，他为我们喝的那个苦杯。
And so we thank the Lord, he drank that bitter cup for us.
但是他也要我们，他说来喝他所喝过的杯。
But he has also said that we are to drink of the same cup that he has drank from.
他如何我们也如何。
How he is, we are.
这是荣耀的福音。
This is the glorious gospel.
是的，福音是白白的得着。
Yes, in the gospel we have received freely.
这是前一半。
This is the first half.
后一半更好。
The latter half is better.
神要把我们拯救的来变化，能够像他一样的荣耀。
God will save us to the uttermost so that we will be changed into His glorious likeness.
那怎么样能够达到这样的一个荣耀的地步呢？
So how can we gain to that glorious point?
要与基督一同受苦。
That we will suffer with Christ.
所以腓立比书三章告诉我们说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也可以从死里复活。
And so that is why in Philippians it says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
保罗原来是一位逼迫基督徒的。
PaulPreviously was one who persecuted Christians.
他是让别人受苦的。
And he caused others to suffer.
他自己人家说斯提凡哈被害的时候呢，有人把斯提凡的被石头打死，又把衣服放在一个少年人的面前。
We know that when Stephen was being martyred, when he was being stoned, all of the clothes of those who were killing him, they were placed in front of a youth.
但是呢，有人就说这是可能就是。那时候的扫罗。
And so some people say that perhaps that person who was watching the clothes was Saul.
但是感谢主，当扫罗遇见主，被主改变以后，他变成保罗以后呢，他从一个逼迫人的人变成一位被逼迫的。
And so we know that Saul, before he came to know Christ, after he met Christ, he became Paul, and instead of persecuting others, he was one who was persecuted.
所以这里保罗说使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
That is how Paul is able to say that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death.
所以呢，他以前是一个逼迫别人的，后来因着主的缘故变成被逼迫了。
And so even though he persecuted others for the sake of the Lord, now he was the one being persecuted.
但是他里面却何等的喜乐。
But within him he was full of joy.
因为他有一个荣耀的盼望。
Because he has a glorious hope.
彼得也是这样。
And it was the same for Peter.
我们记得这个彼得他当主耶稣要被抓去的时候呢，他就拔出刀来，对不对？
We know that when Jesus was captured, he pulled out his sword.
他把那大祭司的仆人的耳朵就砍掉了。
And he cut off the ear of the high priest's servant.
所以主耶稣跟彼得说什么呢？
And so what did the Lord Jesus say to Peter?
他说收刀入鞘吧。
Put away your sword.
下面说什么？
And then what?
我刚才我们读过哈，我父所赐给我的杯，我岂能不喝呢
？That the cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it？
所以彼得啊、听进去这句话。
And so Peter he heard that word。
他知道主耶稣必须要成为那受苦的弥赛亚。
And he knew that Jesus must be that suffering Messiah。
他也记得主后来主也对也曾经说过。我所喝的杯你们也要喝。
And he also remembered that the Lord says that the cup that I have drank from you will also drink.
所以在他晚年的时候他可以这样说亲爱的弟兄啊有火的试验临到你们不要以为奇怪。
And so that is why in his latter years he was able to say, Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you.
倒要欢喜因为你们是与基督一同受苦使你们在他荣耀显现的时候可以欢喜快乐。
He says to keep on rejoicing so that also at the revelation of his glory you may rejoice with exultation.
所以彼得欢欢喜喜的与基督一同受苦。
And so we know that Peter with great rejoicing suffered together with Christ.
好叫他可以在主显现的时候呢也可以欢喜快乐。
So that at the revelation of Christ he may also rejoice.
那我们如何与基督一同受苦呢
？So again, how do we partake in the sufferings of Christ?
在实行上我们可以在几方面一起有学习。
So practically, there are several things that we can learn together.
第一方面我们要来承认主名，不要以承认主名为耻。
Firstly, we can confess the name of the Lord. Do not be ashamed to confess His name.
在今天这样的一个时代的里面，很多人就觉得说，哎呀，你怎么还信耶稣啊？他说，我们现在已经不需要主耶稣了。
In today's day and age, there are people who say, "How come you still believe in the Lord Jesus? We don't need Him anymore."
但是感谢主，他乃是让我们。能够来为他 做见证。
But we thank the Lord that He allows us to bear testimony for Him.
保罗说他不以福音为耻。
Paul tells us that he is not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
他说，不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
He says, Do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God.
这是他对年轻提摩太的勉励。
And this was his encouragement to young Timothy.
我们若认主的名，有时候难免会受到一些耻笑，或者说是会受到一些逼迫。
If you do confess the name of the Lord, perhaps it will be unavoidable that you'll be laughed at or persecuted.
我们知道在以前在台湾呢大家中午都是要带便当或带饭盒的。
We know that in Taiwan at lunchtime, a lot of people, they bring their lunch boxes.
有人谢饭祷告眼睛闭起来呢祷告完眼睛睁开那个便当就不见了。
And we know that for some Christians, as they close their eyes to pray, after they open up their eyes, their lunch is gone.
那你还不祷不祷告下次还祷告不祷告
So next time, will you pray?
那我们感谢主我有时候在譬如说到外面吃饭的时候看见他们有人祷告就心里面很受感动。
And so I truly thank the Lord. Sometimes when I go out to eat and I see other people who are saying grace, in my heart I'm truly moved and so thankful.
因为他们放胆的来为主做见证。
Because publicly, without shame, that they testify for the Lord.
不以福音为耻。
They are not ashamed of the gospel.
在我们的工作或在我们跟人相处的时候我们遇见人的时候我们会不会愿意来跟别人讲我们是基督徒呢
In our workplace, in our interpersonal relationships, are we willing to say the name of Christ?
那我愿意我们每一个位我们都不以福音为耻。
I hope that for all of us, we would not be ashamed of the gospel.
那最近听到一个见证我也觉得很受感动。
I recently heard a testimony that greatly moved me.
有一位在我们当中的年轻人呢最近到国内去工作。
Among us, there was a young person who went to mainland China to work.
那这位年轻的弟兄呢已经有一段时间没有聚会。
And this young brother, he hasn't come to the meeting for some time.
但是呢他去工作的时候呢是一个非常好的一个公司哈
but,
人人都羡慕要进去的公司
But the company that he went to work at is one that a lot of people admire
然后呢他就填他是基督徒
And then he filled out the application that he's a Christian
所以呢就有一个他的同事还是主管就来跟他讲说哦你是基督徒那我介绍你另外一个基督徒
And so one of his either co-worker or manager said Oh since you're a Christian let me introduce you to another Christian
然后他就带他去聚会
And brought him to the church
感谢赞美主
So we thank and praise the Lord
这个是一件非常小的见证，对不对？
This is a very small testimony.
但是当我们愿意来表明我们是神的儿女，是基督徒的时候
，But when we are willingly, when we willingly confess that we are Christian to others,
那这样子神就会把我们带在讨他走他讨他喜悦的路上。
Then God will lead us on the path that pleases Him the most.
所以愿意我们在我们的周围我们认识的人呢，我们不要以福音为耻。
So among the people that are around us, let us not be ashamed of the gospel.
因为这十字架的道理，在灭亡的人为愚拙，但是在得救的人却为神的大能，是神的智慧。
Because even though it is foolishness among those who are perishing, it is still the power of God.
其实哈，如果我们承认我们是基督徒，可以免去许多的试探。
And also, if you admit and confess that you're a Christian, it is easier to avoid many temptations.
人家一起去做的事情，他就不找你。
Because when others want to go out and do certain things, they won't come and find you.
这就是一个保护。
This is a protection.
然后呢，另外还有一个好处。
And there's another benefit.
就是礼拜五呢，我六点钟就要下班了。
Friday nights at 6 o'clock, I must get off work.
那礼拜天呢，我是不能够来加班的。
And on Sundays, I will not do overtime.
因为现在的这个社会呢，真的是越来越忙碌。
Because in this society, we're busier.
如果我们不来划定一个界限的话呢，这世界就要侵略，就是把它所有一切要加给我们。
Because if you do not draw your boundaries, this world is going to add everything upon you.
所以我们不要来不要来以否认以承认主的名为耻。
And so we are to confess the name of the Lord, not to be ashamed of it.
第二方面。要能够为义来受苦。
Secondly, we are to suffer for the sake of righteousness.
神的旨意乃是叫我们要因行善而受苦，强如行恶而受苦。
The will of God is that we are to suffer for the sake of righteousness, and it is better, rather than to suffer for that rather than that which is wrong.
如果是作恶受苦，有什么可夸的呢
？Because if you suffer for that which is wrong, then what do you have to boast in?
但是我如果是因为行义。受苦的话，那在主里面会有赏赐。
But if you suffer for doing what is right, then you have a reward.
因为主说，若为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样的坏话、诽谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
And the Bible tells us that if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed. Do not fear their intimidation and do not be troubled. You will gain your reward.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
我们可以有时候是行义，然后却受逼迫。
And oftentimes, if we are persecuted for doing what is right,
但是主说要欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
But the Bible tells us, the Lord says, rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great.
然后另一方面呢，要配为基督的名受苦。
And then we are also to be worthy of suffering for the name of Christ.
没有一个人是愿意自讨苦吃的。
Not one person will look for suffering.
但是感谢主，当我们认识这个受苦的意义呢，我们会觉得说，我们可以为基督的名受苦呢，是何等的荣耀。
But we thank the Lord that once we understand the meaning of suffering, that you would be willing to suffer for the glory of His name.
在使徒行传的时候呢，那这些彼得还有这些使徒，他们在传道的时候呢，那时候祭司长跟公会的人就告诉他们，你们不可以这样子传。
We know that in the book of Acts, when Peter and the other apostles, when they were sharing the gospel, and then the officials and the council told them that they were not to speak of it anymore.
他们就把这些门徒、把使徒找来，把他们打了，叫他们不可奉耶稣的名讲道，就把他们释放。当他们离开这个公会的地方的时候呢，彼得和众使徒他们心里欢喜，因为算是配为这名受辱。
We know that they called the apostles in, they flogged them and ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and then released them. And as they went on their way from the presence of the council, they rejoiced that they had been considered worthy to suffer shame for His name.
他们非常的欢喜啊，被打了还是很高兴。
They were flogged and they were still happy.
因为他们觉得他们。这身份和地位何等的荣耀
！Because now their position is such a glorious one.
他们配为主的名来受辱。
They had been considered worthy to suffer for the shame for His name.
保罗和希拉不是这样吗
？That was how Paul and Silas was.
他们被打，被关在监里面，手上戴着链子，脚上戴着木狗， 但是他们觉得何等的荣耀。
After they were beaten and their hands and their feet were shackled, and imprisoned, they still felt it was such a glorious thing.
他们还可以在夜间歌唱。
They were still able to sing at night.
他们觉得他们何等的有福，他们能够配为神的名来受辱。
They felt that they were incredibly blessed, that they were considered worthy to suffer shame for His name.
我们感谢主，神看我们何等的高。
And so we thank the Lord that He looks upon us so highly.
他如何，我们也如何。
How He was, that is how we are.
还有一种苦。
There's another suffering.
是传福音的苦。
That is a suffering in sharing the gospel.
在圣经上讲到，说是生产之苦。
And the Bible tells us that it is labor pains.
一个做传福音，把福音带给别人，好像让一个人能够得救，这个一个重生。
For a person to share the gospel with another, it is a process of being born again.
还不止这样，要让这个人改变，能够像主。
But for that person to be changed and to be like God, like the Lord.
保罗说，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
That is why Paul says that, my children with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you.
要带一个人得救，然后呢，长大。一直等到基督成形在他心里面。
For a person to go through the process of being born again and then having Christ being formed in that person,
那这个人要付代价。
That person must pay a price.
这个人要受苦的。
You will suffer.
这是一个生产之苦。
This is a suffering of labor pains.
我们求主把这样的一个负担放在我们的里面。
And so we pray that the Lord would put such a burden in us.
如果不传福音，就是没什么事情。
If you don't share the gospel, then you don't have much.
从年头到年尾都是同样的一些人在聚会，好像不需要付太多的代价。
From beginning to the end of the year, you're with the same people, you meet with them, and you don't have to pay that much of a price.
但是当我们有这样福音的火在我们的里面，就要为福音受苦。
But when you have the fire, the zeal of the gospel within you, you will suffer for the gospel.
你去邀请，把邀请单送给人，别人受别人的嘲笑。
Because when you give the gospel tracts or invitations to others, others will laugh at you.
好像好不容易人家带来呢，有人可能吃完饭就跑掉了。
And finally, somebody comes and they eat dinner and then they leave.
那你还是再请他来。
And then again, you invite.
只等到他这人得救了。
Until they are saved.
还不止得救了。
And not only they are saved.
要只等到这个人他能够被改变，有基督成形在他心里。
We wait until that person truly has Christ formed in them.
这是一个生产之苦。
This is labor pains.
还有神呼召我们每个人起来做牧人。
And God also calls us to be shepherds.
彼得告诉我们说，要牧养在你们中间的群羊，按神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
First Peter tells us that we are to shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily according to the will of God.
做牧人就要付代价。
To be a shepherd is costly.
做牧人就要为神的儿女能够费财费力，对不对？
You need to be willing to expend effort and perhaps money for others as a shepherd.
要喂养神的群羊。
You need to care for his flock.
要把群羊带到主的面前。
And bring the flock before the Lord.
然后我们还要以受苦为的心智做兵器。
Additionally, we are to arm ourselves with the same mind of Christ.
保罗告诉我们说，你要和我同受苦难，好像耶稣基督的精兵。基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当以这样的心智为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
And we know that Paul tells Timothy that we are to suffer hardship with him as a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
然后彼得的话告诉我们说，要为基督受苦，要以这样受苦的心智来做兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了。
And Peter tells us, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
你们若存这样的心，从今以后就不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。
So you are to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lusts of men, but for the will of God.
我相信，在我们的当中呢，有许多人，还是会受情欲的捆绑。
I believe that among us there are many of us who are still, in bondage through our lusts.
只要我们有这肉体在的时候呢。神仇敌就可以用这个情欲来搅扰我们，来控制我们。
As long as we are in the flesh, the enemy can still stir up our flesh so that we would have lust.
那要怎么样来对付这个呢？
So how do we deal with it?
这 这边彼得告诉我们说要以受苦的心智为兵器。
And so here Peter tells us that we are to arm ourselves with the same purpose as Christ.
因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了。
Because he who has suffered in the flesh now has ceased from sin.
如果说罪你还是没有办法跟罪断绝的话，
If you still cannot cease from your sin,
也许主要呼召你来为他受苦。
Perhaps the Lord will call you to suffer for him.
要在肉身受苦。
And you will suffer in your flesh.
要以肉受苦的心智做兵器。
And so you will use that as your weapon.
那这样子，神的话告诉我们说，那肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝。
And then the Bible tells us that all who have suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
我们感谢主，他为我们留下榜样，让我们可以跟随他的脚中行。
And we thank the Lord that He has left behind His footsteps so that we could follow in it.
他不仅叫我们来得找我们得救。与他一同得份，与他一同坐席。
Not only has he called us so that we have fellowship with him and dine with him.
我们可以进入幔内，但是神也要我们出到营外，与他一同受苦。
Yes, we can enter into the veil, but also he has called us outside the camp to suffer together with him.
所以这幔内的生活和营外的生活都需要。
We need both of these aspects of our life to enter into the veil and go outside the camp.
我们得救以后，不是说就躺着什么事都不做，然后等着人家呢把你。台上花轿进入天堂。
And so after we are saved, it's not that you just lay down and do nothing and wait for somebody to carry you into heaven.
主乃是呼召我们来与他一同受苦。
But God has called us that we are to suffer with him.
来走一条十字架的道路。
And we are to walk the way of the cross.
让主的性情，他的生命制作在我们的里面。
So that his nature and his life may be formed in us.
让我们能够宝贵主还给我们的时间。来补满基督患难的欠缺。
So that we could treasure the time that He has given us, so that we could fill that which is lacking in Christ's affliction.
在天堂里面没有十字架。
Because in heaven there is no more cross.
在天堂里面不需要再受苦的。
In heaven you do not need to suffer anymore.
那一切主所要做的都成就了。
Because everything that He wants to do has been accomplished.
但是感谢主，他给我们还有时间来与他来一同来受苦。
But we thank the Lord that He still gives us time so that we can together suffer with Him.
圣经上有一种也有一个很特别的一个词，就是基督患难的缺欠。
There is a very interesting or particular phrase in the Bible that says what is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
好像基督在十字架上为我们遭受患难，好像这还不是一切，不是全部。
It seems as if what Christ has accomplished on the cross, all the suffering, it's not complete yet.
还有一个欠缺。
There is still something lacking.
这个欠缺等着谁来补呢？
And so who will fill with that which is lacking?
等着你我来补。
It is waiting for you and me.
主给我们时间来补满他这个患难的缺欠。
God still gives us time to fill that which is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
圣经说，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦。
And so the Bible tells us that if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it.
但一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
所以感谢主，我觉得这是一个不容易的一条道路，也是不容易的一个信息。
I do thank the Lord that even though this is a very difficult path as well as a difficult message.
但是感谢主，照他的怜悯，照他恩典，照他的旨意，他来呼召我们来跟随他。
According to His mercy and according to His purpose, He has called us to follow Him.
让我们与基督一同受苦。
So that we could suffer together with Christ.
历世历代以来，有许多人，他们就这样子简单来跟随主。
Throughout the ages, so many people, this is how they followed the Lord.
有些人甚至成为殉道者。
Some people, they became martyrs.
但是感谢主，今天主要呼召的是一个活的殉道者。
But we thank the Lord today, what God is calling are for living martyrs.
活的殉道者就是在我们活的时候，我们来拣选主耶稣，来跟随他走十字架的道路。
To be a living martyr means that in your daily life you choose Christ and you are willing to walk the way of the cross.
你可以为这主的缘故，把自己的益处放下来。
For the sake of the Lord, you are willing to put down your own self.
为这弟兄姐妹的缘故，把自己的时间摆上。
For the sake of brothers and sisters, you are willing to sacrifice your time.
把自己的祷告摆上。
You are willing to place your prayers there.
把自己神所量给我们的财富摆上。
You are willing to put all of your finances into the hands of the Lord.
把我们的力气摆上。
To put all of your energy and effort.
他乃是要找我们来在地上过一个来跟随主脚中的 这样的一个人。
He is calling for people who are willing to follow in his footsteps.
神愿应许我们，我们若他与他一同受苦，将来也必与他一同得荣耀。
And he has promised us that if we are to suffer with him, we will together be glorified with him.
保罗说：“我想起现在的苦楚，比起将来要显给我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。”
And so that is why Paul says that I do not consider the sufferings of this present time worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
这自战自清的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
最后愿意用一位姐妹的见证来我们彼此勉励。
And lastly, I want to use a sister's testimony to mutually encourage one another.
贾爱美姊妹她是1867年生在北爱尔兰的一个小村庄。
Amy Carmichael, she was born in a small northern village in Northern Ireland in 1867.
她呢从小是很富裕的。
And she lived in a very prosperous family.
可是她长大的过程呢她的父亲生意失败呢后来她也是经历到一些艰难。
But as she was growing up and as her father's business failed, she did go through some hardship.
但是感谢主，后来主给他一个愿意来奉献给主的心。
But we thank the Lord that the Lord did give her a heart, and she did have that heart to sacrifice for the Lord.
她愿意把自己分别出来归给主。
And she was willing to consecrate, separate out herself for the Lord.
所以她先到日本去她去做传福音一段时间。
And so at first she was a missionary to Japan for a little while.
后来主就带领她到印度。
And then the Lord took her to India.
她在印度待了55年。
And she was in India for 55 years.
特别带领许多年轻的孩子们，把他们带来信主，免受许多的逼迫。
Particularly caring for some of the young children there so that they would not be persecuted.
然后她写了大概有200多首诗歌。
She wrote about 200 some hymns.
有一首诗歌在我们的诗歌本上有。
There is one hymn that is in our hymn book.
这是诗歌399首。
This is hymn 399.
他说：“你怎能没有伤痕？”
The title of it is "Has Thou No Scar?"
这是在1920年的时候呢。那时候他已经为着主的缘故呢，已经带领许多人信主，而且他保护这些年轻的印度的女孩呢，已经大家都知道她的贡献。
This was written in 1920, and at that time, everyone had already known of her contribution and of her work among the orphans and the young girls.
所以呢，那时候一个省的省长打电报给她呢，恭喜她，然后呢说她得着一个勋章要颁给她。
And so she received a telegram from a governor in India congratulating her and wanting to give her a memorial.
给她一个勋章。
To give her a medal.
那她就写一封信给省长说。
And so she wrote back another telegram saying,
我可以不可以不接受这个荣耀呢？
Is it possible for me not to receive this honor?
我不晓得我其实没有做什么。
Because I haven't done much.
我所做的是跟我主做的一样。
Because what I have done is the same as my Lord.
主所做的，他到处被藐视、被弃绝。但是呢，今天如果我得到这个荣耀，那唯恐我的脚中是跟主走的是不一样。
Because the Lord, He was despised in His appearance and poorly treated. If I am honored, then the footsteps that I walk in will be different from my Lord.
所以他就写了这首诗歌。
So she wrote this hymn.
你怎么岂可没有伤痕呢？
Has thou no scar?
我想主今天要问我们一个问题。
And so today the Lord is asking us a question.
我们身上有没有主的伤痕呢？
Do we have the scars of our Lord in us, on us?
是的，主为我们他的肋旁受到枪伤，他的手背有钉痕。
And so our Lord, He has a scar on His side, and He has nail prints in His hands.
我们是否有钉痕呢？
Do we have any scars?
仆人更应该与主人相同。
Shouldn't the servant be the same as the master?
如果主是有创伤的，我们能够没有创伤吗？
If the Lord has scars, can we get away with not having any?
我们是否能够跟随羔羊却没有受伤呢？
How can we follow the lamb and not have any scars?
我们不是说要自讨苦吃，自己 找苦来受。
It's not that we go looking for difficulties and suffering on our own.
但是主量给我们的一条道路 乃是说我们不只信服基督，也要为他受苦。
But the path that he has given to us is that we are to also suffer together with Christ.
主说我所喝的杯你们也要喝。
And so the Lord says the cup that I drank you will also drink.
希伯来书说那为万物所属为万物所本要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全本是合一的。
In Hebrews it tells us it was fitting for him for whom are all things and through whom are all things in bringing many sons to glory to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
我们愿意让主来率领我们。
Are we willing to allow the Lord to lead us?
让我们能够跟随他 与他一同受苦。
So that we could follow him and suffer together with him.
好叫那一日我们可以与主一同进入荣耀的里面。
So that on that day we can all together enter into glory.
请我们一起祷告。
Shall we pray?
主我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
哦，我们虽然是这样子的不配，主啊，你还为我们 来受死。
Even though we are still so unworthy, you still died for us.
你把这样一个极大的救恩成就在我们的当中。
You have accomplished such a great salvation among us.
主啊，你也为我们走上这条十字架的路。
And you are willing to walk upon the way of the cross for us.
哦，主，我们何等感谢你。
And so we thank you.
主，你呼召我们，你还要来改变我们，让我们得着这样一个荣耀的一个生命。
And you have called us, and you want us to gain this glorious life.
哦，主你如何，我们也如何。
How you are, that is how we are.
主，我们向你承认，在许多的事上，我们有机会来跟随你，但是我们常常没有跟随你。
We do confess that oftentimes we have the opportunity to follow you, but we do not.
主，求你用你的爱再来充满我们。
So Lord, again, fill us with your love.
主，让我们能够，哦，主欢欢喜喜的来与基督一同受苦。
So that with great joy, Lord, we would be willing to suffer together with you.
我们能够配算自己配为为基督受苦而喜乐。
May we be considered worthy of suffering for you, and we rejoice in that.
因为我们知道这至暂至轻的苦楚要成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
Because we know that momentary light affliction will produce in us a weight of eternal glory.
我们把自己和同伴在仰望在主的手中。
And so we place ourselves and our companions in your hand.
我们知道我们自己的心愿是很软弱。
We know that our desire is so weak.
我们知道这些话语人的话语很有限。
We know that man's words are so limited.
哦，但愿圣灵继续来做带领、做感动的工作。
So may the Holy Spirit continue to do His work of leading and of convicting.
叫我们来跟随你。
So that we may follow you.
让你的心得到满足。
That your heart may be satisfied.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.